what?
Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast. What's up, Banana Bunch? You know what time it is. It's time for another episode of the Jungle Gyms Podcast. I'm your host, Mark. Welcome to the show. I'm out here slinging some deals. Listen, I originally had tried to promise you all my Las Vegas recap footage, and it's just taking me a little more time than anticipated. So it's not this week. It's going to come next week, so get excited for it still. I'm pretty close to done, but it was that thing where I realized I couldn't get it finished before the end of today. And it was just, you know what? I'd rather you have a good video than a mostly good video. You deserve that from me, okay? So instead, I'm really excited because this is one we actually released for about 30 minutes and then had to pull because of some changes. And this is all a good story. I always love it. Actually, let's just tell the whole story before I go into the thing. So we had Liquid Death out here a few months ago, and I'm going to link to some video for you. So you can find that link down below so you can check that out. There's some short content. I did a review of all the new flavors, and I actually just brought myself a can of the Cherry Obituary since now that's all over the place. But we went and did this interview months and months ago, released it for a few minutes, and then I'm walking into an event that Wednesday. It was the Cincinnati Magazine's Best of the East, where I got to see a lot of Jungle Gym's favorites, in particular Holston's Baking Company. I know I've talked about their cheesecake and their other baked goods. They did a cake for me recently. It was amazing. Thank you, Amy and Josh, are the best. Anyway, so I'm walking into this event, right? And it's like the first time I've gone alone to any event as a Jungle Gym's rep, and I'm carrying this box of stuff. And the episode's just gone out. I'm carrying this box of stuff, and I don't know why I even answer my phone, but just something told me in the universe to answer my phone, right? So I answer the phone, and it's our Liquid Death Connect, who's pretty much just like, hey, we love the interview, and I know we had clearance to do this, but we're actually going to change a few things, so we're going to wait till about March. So never a problem on my end. And by the way, any brands that are watching the show and they're like, oh, is that ever a problem? No, of course not. It says super easy fix. Worst case, I'm out of an episode or I have to trim something out. It's never a big deal, at least not for me, and I feel pretty confident in saying that for all of us as a company, since I can't imagine anyone else is really that upset about it, you know? So it was a very funny experience to me where I was like, oh, I have some power. Somebody saw my, you know, and as I understand it, it came down from the higher ups who found the video on their own. So for me, I'm like, the perk is you're telling me that the big wigs at this company know who I am now. That's cool. That's a great way. So tell more of your employers about me. But, again, it's a shorter episode this week. It's fun. Matt from Liquid Death is great. We got to shout them out. I've gotten to meet a lot of them. You know what? Alex from Liquid Death, I feel like I should be putting you and Matt in some sort of steel cage. But Alex, love you too, buddy. I feel bad that we haven't seen each other recently. But anyway, going through this, let me give you a few hints. So the three new flavors from Liquid Death, I maybe back up even more in case you're totally new to this. Liquid Death is canned water, right? It's like a marketing plan with an actual good product behind it. It's very clever to me. And so then they were still and sparkling water, just plain ones. And then they moved in and started doing flavors. And those have been going on for a couple years now. I saw we have a couple of the old flavors in closeouts right now because they also went to a larger 19.2 ounce can. Anyway, the newest flavors they've just launched are, like I'm holding in my hand, this is Cherry Obituary. It's a cherry. I've been sitting here wanting to sip it the whole time I've been talking, so I just gotta take it. It's so good. And I think that might be my current flavor it. It's cherry with like a little hint of lime in the back end. It's really, really good. What I like so much about the Liquid Death seltzers in particular is not only the flavor is pretty good, they're using all natural stuff. They use agave nectar as the sweetener. So again, this one's just got natural cherry and lime flavor and a little agave nectar. So you end up with just a couple grams of sugar, 4 grams for this whole can, 20 calories. So you get like a little of that sweet craving hint without too much. I love them. I was really excited that Matt came in to do this. I'm hoping, I have a feeling this is, you know, I don't know if I pitched it in here, but there, you might hear a secret or something I want to do with Liquid Death really bad. And they seem pretty on board for it, which is very cool to me too. I just, you know, I hate to, you know, I meant to just go into my deals, but I'm sitting here going like, I'm so grateful I have these cool opportunities. And like Jungle Gyms provide a lot of cool opportunities for me in general. But it's great that I get to like make friends with these brands now. That's all I ever wanted. You know, I joke with a lot of people when I first started getting into acting, and like I've had a lot of really big auditions recently, and everyone's like, well, what happens if you get one of these movies? And I'm like, I don't know. I literally only got into entertainment because I thought I might get an occasional free appetizer at a restaurant. So now I'm like, oh, I might actually be successful. I have no idea what to do. But it's been a super run of auditions. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, so Liquid Death's on the show. Matt, so glad you came. So glad we did this. We'll do more again soon. Before I get into the deals, I wanted to shout out another product. I'll tell you, I recently discovered this, but that's a bit of a lie. The owner and I have been going back and forth through like Instagram DMs for, I feel like, 2 years now, and I feel bad about that. But, well, you know what was really nice? She really understood. People generally understand. If you're like really busy, you're like, yeah, I get it. There's a billion people all the time. You just have to hopefully remember some names and stuff. Anyway, the company is called The Body Bakery and Company. You can find their products in our natural food sections, in the frozen section with some of the desserts. They're near some of my other friends, Tickety Boo Treats. Love her vegan cheesecakes, vegan nut-free, all that stuff. But anyway, we were talking about these, and actually, here's a cute little note on the back. What do you get when you find a bodybuilder who loves to bake? The Body Bakery and Company. Oh, that's interesting too. Yeah, I mentioned the Holston's Baking Company earlier. They also bodybuilders who wanted to do sweets. So hey, listen, if all of you are out there in great shape, help ruin your great shape by, no, I'm kidding. But keep making delicious stuff because I'm very excited to eat it. But what I thought was so cool about these is that high in protein, high in fiber, and somewhat low in sugar, especially for sweet treats. And it's someone with an intense sweet tooth, that's really hard. Now, when she gave me a bunch of samples and was like, be honest. And I do the thing I do with everyone who says, be honest to me. I look them deep in the eyes, slowly I lean in and say, do you actually want me to be honest with you? Because the thing is, most of you know this. People say things like, be honest, tell me what you really feel. And the reality is, they're lying to you. They are not emotionally equipped to handle whatever you're going to say next. So I always like to add a couple layers of buffer in there in case they might still not be equipped to handle this. But at least I feel like I did my due diligence and said, hey, you know, it's okay. I won't let it rip if not. Anyway, the great news is, I didn't really have to let it rip. What I thought was so wonderful about these is that, well, okay, so for example, the one I'm holding right now, she calls them chocolate cupcake Sammies. I think that probably makes sense. But if you've ever had a whoopie pie, it's very similar in that. You know, so you've got like a cakey top and bottom, and then there's like a delicious filling inside. So, you know, whenever I see something or hear something like, hey, look, we made this for a specific diet or lane, or it's low sugar or whatever, you know, sometimes high protein, there's things that I always get nervous for when I'm tasting, or not nervous, but like, you know, because I'm, well, nervous only because I'm reviewing it usually, right? But what I thought was so wonderful about this is first and foremost, I told her all this over text, so it's fine. This is not news, but but I was like, my thoughts were great. You know, I was expecting something that was like super dry and crumbly, because that happens a lot when you go high protein and when you remove some of the sugar, you still get that soft texture. Well, I don't know what she did, but like in every one of these I've tried so far, I've only gotten through like 4 or 5 of the box of samples she brought me. But all of the cakes were like really soft, and they did not have that like protein taste that if you've been out there, you've ever tried like a protein treat, you know what I mean? Like Quest, I love you, but like, come on, somebody teach them to make better cookies. I'm sorry. And now Quest will never mess with me. Whatever. It's fine. You can take some heat. You have $1 billion. If you're that soft, give me some money and I'll see what I can do. But with the cream filling on these two, I was really impressed because they still had that like rich, creamy texture that you expect from something like that. And it was still sweet. And again, it didn't taste like fake sweeteners. Now, I don't even believe that I'm looking at that now that I said that out loud. I don't believe in the sweetener game. Let me see. There is some stevia in here, and I know that's a hot topic for certain people sometimes, but it looks like applesauce shows up in a big way. Greek cream cheese. We love that. I love a tangy cream cheese for real. The protein blend, all that stuff, egg whites. Yeah, but it's just sort of the usual things. That's actually amazing. Now that I'm reading the ingredients, I'm like, wow, I'm really amazed. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about these because I really loved them. I was very impressed. They're all individually wrapped, which I think is fun. Again, they're out in the frozen section of the natural foods. I would tell you, try one. If you see one, my personal favorite that I've tried so far, she did a seasonal strawberry cheesecake, which as of the time of me getting the delivery, we weren't carrying in store. But when I just went over to get this package to show you all on the episode this week, I actually saw the strawberry cheesecake one in the freezer. So I think that's a good go. That was delicious. My favorite one I've tried so far, though, is the She did a double chocolate chip topper. It is wonderful. It's like rich. It's got a really good, like, it's sweet, but it's got a really good dark chocolate thing going on. Highly recommend it. That's been my favorite so far. I'm excited to go through the rest. She makes Buckeyes. The Buckeyes were good, like protein Buckeyes. So again, less fat than you were expecting, less calories, less sugar, way more protein, fiber, all that good stuff. I was very, very impressed with this. Highly recommend the brand across the board. Okay, I need another sip of this, and let's go through our this week's hot deals. And by the way, if you're not following us on social, I've been also making a separate deals post just for you every week now, so you can give a quick, like, tick, you know, for all of you whose brains have smoothed out because of your rampant over-the-top internet usage. You can watch me talk about it in about 60-ish seconds. But I'm still going to talk about it here because that's what we're doing. And if you're watching along, thank you very much. If you're just listening, thank you as well. There's a bunch of people outside. They keep waving. I'll wave at all of you real fast. There's my friend Robert's out there too. Hi, Robert. Waving at him. He's waving very uncomfortably. Hopefully he'll watch this episode. And now I'm remembering that Robert texted me while I was in Las Vegas covering the toy show for... Oh, I'll wave to you as well. Hi. And the people in the back. There's a lot of people today. This is great. Come in and watch me do this. I always tape these on Tuesdays. The intro segments, that is. The rest of it's all in advance. Where's it going with this? Anyway, I realized I forgot to text Robert back while I was in Vegas. So, Robert, I'll tell you in real life shortly, but I'm going to apologize to you on the show, too. Anyway, let's see what we got going this week. All right, the hottest deal right now, up left, $3.60 off a pound on some T-bones. You know, I've never had a T-bone steak. I look like a guy who probably eats a lot more steak than I do. But the reality is, I don't. But I would love to try these. USDA choice, baby. You know what's up. You know, it's got to be that. You know, I feel like it's not corned beef season yet, isn't it? I don't know. I don't follow any of your... There's a lot of, like, weird... Not weird. That's the wrong word. But it's weird to me. It's different, I guess, would be the way I put it. Don't take a negative connotation. It's just not the way I've been raised or living my life. I feel like there's always, like, religious ties to certain things like corned beef. Obviously, it's Lent right now. So I'm noticing some things. Here's a couple ones. Seafood. They've got some hand-breaded haddock. $7.99 a pound. That sounds good. It's a Lenten special. I saw where our guy Lou's got all kinds of crazy deals running in. I said he brought some coffee cakes and danishes back in. $2.99. They're huge. You haven't seen them. They're like the size of a table. It's like the Subway foot long, but of danishes. Okay. Actually, you know what? 99 cent. Select varieties of Giarrusi pasta. I also saw the, Giarrusa pasta, rather, as well as, I believe there's a Luigi. That was where my head went. 99 cents a bag, though. It's like 60 cents off. That's a good deal. We love a little pasta. I've been hyped on that. I think I talked to you recently about the Black Rifle ready-to-drink espresso. Those are even deeper on sale. They're at 79 cents a can right now. This one's just funny. If you want a really good drink, Clorox Bleach is 3 for $5. Please drink bleach. Don't drink bleach. It's all jokes. Don't be an idiot. Or, well, you know what? If you're an idiot, maybe you deserve it. But stop muddying the gene pool. I'm seltzer. I know we talked about Liquid Death, but this is a great deal. I got to shout it out. I'm sorry, Liquid Death, but they're doing 2 for $5 on Polar Seltzer water. And if you get a chance, the Seltzerades for them are really good. They got like an orange lemonade one that's fun. There's a few other flavors. Highly recommend. It's a good move. But anyway, I mentioned Lou before, and Lou's got all these deals. And one of my favorite ones that Lou got me hip to recently, he's doing $5 off this right now, so it makes it $14.99. But it is literally... The brand is Papa Charlie's. I didn't even know. I was just like, it's the Italian beef sandwich in the tub. But it's literally a 64-ounce tub of seasoned beef with au jus. And I'm telling you, if you like beef and you want an easy dinner, one of my hot moves since Lou told me about this last time they ran the sale is I'll go get that tub of beef. And mind you, it's like enough to feed... I don't know how your family eats, but it's a lot of food. There's plenty. I made multiple meals out of it. Come into the bakery here. Grab some of it. You have a couple options. We have like these banh lay, like the Vietnamese sandwich rolls. Those are great for it. There's all kinds of like sausage rolls. Anyway, you pick your type of like individual bread, cut it open. If you're into it, maybe get a little provolone cheese from the deli. You know, we did start carrying our own jardiniera here at Jungle Gyms. It's also on sale this week at $3.49 a pound. So hit a little cheese, a little hot jard, and then layer it in with the delicious hot beef. Now, it has a lot of au jus in there. You gotta use it. You gotta use it. It's so flavorful and so good. And I am one of those people who's a from scratch kind of guy. So the idea that I'm telling you to eat the pre-made stuff out of a plastic bucket, you know it's good. It's super delicious. Like, honestly, the beef is great. The au jus is so good. I would almost just buy that. That's how good it is. But for real, one of my favorite go-tos recently. Thanks for that, Lou. Thanks for all the deals. And again, check in on TikTok, all that fun stuff. Yeah, what a great... Look at that. That's like 15 minutes of deals, prizes, and more. And it's even, it's so weird performing when people, they can't hear me right now. Sometimes I'll turn on the audio so you can hear while I'm doing this. But usually if I'm just doing my show intros, I won't do that. So there's just like a group of high school girls watching me do this right now. But they seem very positive. So I'm cool with it. But it's a very like, oh, this is uncomfortable. I feel, you know, I could perform in front of 100,000 people and not be scared at all. But if you put like 3 people in front of me, I don't know how to talk, sing, anything like that. It's great. All right, on that note, folks, let's just go ahead and get on with the episode this week. Let me introduce you to my boy, Matt from Liquid Death. Let's talk about these new flavors, and then you should come in and try all of them. I know I mentioned Cherry Obituary. Grapefruit was the other flavor I forgot to finish up earlier on. It's a grapefruit, if that wasn't clear. It's really good. It kind of reminds me of some of my favorite sodas, like Squirt or Fresca. And then the third one, which is my second favorite of the bunch, is Squeezed to Death, and it's just a medley of orange flavors. It is magical. So anyway.
All right, let's get wet. Welcome to the show, Matt.
I love that intro. That's the best intro I've ever heard.
So when I worked, a long time ago at this job, and I had one of the stores next door to me. I ended up making friends with someone there.
Okay.
And she was one of those people that hated the word moist. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, it's a good descriptor. Okay. It's like, it's not wet. It's not drenched. It's also not dry. You know, I was like, we'll do it. So I had for a long time, I had this brand of Get Moist.
I like
all
that.
Built on her. I built an empire atop her dislike
Very good.
Of one word. So I'm ready to get moist with you here today.
Let's get moist.
I love Liquid Death, baby. That's Liquid Death of my career now.
Yes.
Well, Matt, tell me a little bit about Liquid Death before we dive into the fact that you brought me all the new flavors that
are
out.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So a little bit about the brand. We've been around since 2019.
Yeah.
So been in business for about 5 years now.
Cool.
This is actually our 5th year. I'm really excited. We've grown exponentially over those 5 years. We introduced just original can of water. That's where we started. It was just still water, no sparkling, no flavors. Started with that.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of what we do and why we decided to launch this brand was to make hydrating yourself and something that's actually healthy cool.
Yeah.
Because how often do we turn on the TV, see a commercial for XY water brand, and it just doesn't relate to you or me?
No, not at all. It's always just like, and I feel like every bottle they advertise is always like the exact same thing.
Yes.
And I'm kind of just like, well, what about this is exciting? And I know that might be a weird way to look at something like hydration that's such a necessity, but I'm a human and I like cool stuff.
Yes. So how this brand actually got started is our founder, Mike Cesario.
Yeah.
He was over at Vans Warped Tour.
Oh.
And checking out the bands, obviously enjoying the show.
Sure.
Obviously we tie in very well with music. We'll touch on that later.
Yeah.
But his whole purpose was he was talking with some of the bands and saying, how are you guys drinking all these energy drinks? Cause they're sponsored by different energy drink bands, brands, beer companies, that sort of thing. And he's like, how are you guys still standing? Like, I just watched you drink 10, 12 beers or 10, 12 energy drinks. Like, you're either going to have a heart attack or you're going to pass out drunk. And they weren't doing either of those.
No.
So he was genuinely confused. So he was well-connected and was able to have a conversation with some of the band members and said, hey, how are you guys able to do this?
Right.
Well, we actually just fill the cans with water. So he said, why can't we make a brand that is fun, that can be featured in these live venues and the artist feels cool drinking it.
Right.
And it's just water.
Yeah.
It's actually good for you.
It's like one of the most brilliant marketing ideas, I think, in such a long time. I mean, it really is special. And look, I'll go back to my old life. I hosted a radio show, so I used to cover a lot of festivals.
Right.
And it was really funny. This is how I came to love Liquid Death story.
Okay.
So I'll mention the other brands since it's not you saying anything about them.
Sure.
But at the time, the main sponsor of a lot of these rock and metal shows that I was covering was Monster Energy.
Right.
And what I always thought was funny was like the first 2 days of the festival in like the little press tent, you'd be like strung out on energy drinks.
Right.
Like I'm like, oh yeah, well, we don't really have much else, right? Or the occasional soda or whatever. And then by day 3, though, they'd run out. And Monster, this is before they realized that you guys were going to destroy them in this market.
Right.
Because they just used the original black and green can. And you didn't know, right? So you just crack it open. And then you're like, oh, God, hose water. And it was one of those things where I think they were just, you know, it was like leftover kind of an afterthought.
Right.
And so because of that one experience at this one festival, I was like, oh, I don't know if I liked canned water. And this was, I think, around the time the box water was trying to happen, too.
It's funny how those experiences just kind of hold true.
I mean, really, it really did. And it wasn't until I started here where one of your distributors stopped me one day. And I had like a bottle, just a random bottle of water we had on sale. And the dude was like, hey, man, have you tried Liquid Death yet? And I was like, I pretty much told him this exact same story. Right. I was like, I tried that Monster Tour water in 2017 mm-hmm. or whatever, and it tasted like hose water. I'm sorry, Monster. I do love you, but I just, right. the old version was not as good as what you put out now. But what was I going to say? Oh, no. So he gave me a couple cans. He's like, try these. Yeah. I went back to my office. I was like, dude, this is like smooth, clean water. It tastes like the filtered stuff that I'm going like a crazy person in my house to make and fill my little Stanley cups with.
Yes.
But it changed my mind on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And like whatever you guys have done to make it not taste like the can is probably like my favorite part, right? Like that was the biggest worry. And I think that's a worry for a lot of people. So I'm here to tell you all, if you're afraid of that, stop being afraid of that. Don't be afraid. Right now, look in the camera. Look at me, you know?
Yes. I love it.
So, no, it's been great. And then, like, once you guys started introducing the flavors, mm-hmm. it was over for me. I'm just like, oh, mango chainsaw? Yeah, please, fill me up.
And that's Gold the fun can. Thing about the brand is the names that come out, that we come out with, are just meant to be fun, meant to be different.
Yeah.
And to kind of feed into that whole, hey, we're metal. Right. We might just be selling water and sparkling water, but we're going to do it metal.
Like, I mean, here, that's the comic strip one. But just, like, look at the back of these cases, guys. I mean, they're so... It looks like, you know, I mean, these are like, I feel like I'm looking at like my older cousin's, you know, bedroom in 1987 right now, in the best way. There's like a little bit of psychedelia in here. I mean, we've got like the patriotic robo horse here that looks like it's out of an Iron Maiden record. Yep. I'm into it, dude.
It's fun.
And it's like this hilarious, what's so funny to me about it, right, is like, you know, people give me a hard time. They're like, isn't it just water? I'm like, yeah, but it's really good. Yeah. And they're like, isn't it a marketing thing? I'm like, well, yeah, but that's because it's good. That's the thing that drives, I'm like sitting here trying to dispel myself, which is just like, you know, you can put a nice package together mm-hmm. and also make a good product. That's not out of the question.
Yeah, it's not exclusivity for each of those, right?
No, not at all.
You can actually cross the border.
Yeah, I would like us to more frequently. You know, you talked about the death to plastic mission. I feel like the last time when we first met, there's some crazy metric about how much plastic you all have destroyed in your short time on this planet already, isn't it?
Yes, it's really crazy because we partner with a nonprofit who is trying to educate people on plastic pollution.
Yeah.
Because really about 90% of plastic, even if you're putting it in a recycle bin, it is not being recycled.
Right.
It'll go to the recycling centers, and it's not profitable for them to actually process it and recycle it.
Sure.
So what they do is they just throw it out. And we're none the wiser.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It really is. You know, I had a local recycling hub come on a while back, and they went through this process. They're like, oh, you have no idea the level of difficulty. And it's like, I didn't realize how granular it got, where they were like, oh, is it a classic Coke plastic bottle?
Right.
No problem, because that's like the most common one. Oh, but you have a Sprite by Coke. Yes. Well, it has little dimples on it, so we can't do anything with that one. It's crazy to me to think about that, and it's why I think we have so many issues in general. But, I've always under the impression that recycling the aluminum was infinitely easier.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And that's why we put on every can recycle or die.
Yeah.
Because if you don't recycle our cans, we will find you and we will kill you.
Yeah, good. That's the clip.
Disclaimer, we will not actually do that. We will not come hunt you down.
I know.
But sleep with the light on.
Yeah, right. Just in case. The Liquid Death Reaper. I feel like you guys need a mascot like that more frequently. You have the
we
one.
We have the murder man, the big guy with the can for the head.
I want him to just show up at the
nipples
house.
Nipples are eyeballs.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, aren't all of ours? Oh, well, now I'm going to pitch you an ad campaign after this.
Actually, if you want to talk about the ad campaign, when we first released that Murder Man and it was part of the cartoon, there's a full, 2-minute cartoon of him just walking around chopping people's heads and murdering thirst.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it was done by the same guy that did Mr. Pickles.
Oh, cool.
The animator, yeah.
Yeah, so, that's really cool.
Yeah,
I need to check that out then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I have this thing, you remember the old Burger King commercials?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Imagining it kind of similar vibe.
Yes,
but just imagine the Murder Man is just in my head, the first shot I saw was some parent putting their kid to sleep, and the Murder Man is outside the window waiting to see if they're drinking their water.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, you got a guy yodeling, and all of a sudden his head's rolling. It's great.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be great. Yeah, Blair the horn. I don't know what the horn's called.
Right.
It was like flugelhorn. No, that just sounds like the right answer. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, I'm going to put this on a little on air. I won't give my whole idea away, but I think it would be very fun to come up with some sort of Liquid Death-related record that we should try to set here at Jungle Gym.
Absolutely.
At some point. I feel like you guys are the right brand for me to pitch these. I say dumb, but secretly, no, they're brilliant ideas.
For sure, yeah. How do you feel about being waterboarded?
I would love, honestly, I'm curious. Yeah. What flavor?
We'll let you decide.
I think that that's, you know what, when it comes to torture in that regard, I think maybe if you could let your, the I almost said the guest. I think you should let the victim pick their flavor.
Yeah,
and then maybe it's not going to be such an, you know, that might be a pleasurable experience.
We'll find out together.
I love that much liquid. Lay me back, put the towel over my face, and I'll give you whatever information you need. Yes, the monorail great. Works. Just stop pouring it. You know?
You're right. I didn't recycle that can last week.
My thirst is still alive.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So I guess since I'm trying to think, how soon are these coming to market, these new flavors?
You will see these in market over the next couple weeks. Okay. These just arrived in our distributor partner's warehouse just about a week ago.
Cool.
So you are actually one of the first people in Cincinnati to be able to try these flavors.
That's pretty cool. So, okay, let's talk about the flavors today, for sure. Too. So I'm holding grapefruit.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite of the three so far?
I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, I'll be curious. Maybe off air, I'll get it out of you. But you're drinking the squeeze to death right now, right? That's orange?
Yes. So it's orange, but it's also a little bit of a blend of different oranges. So you got a little tangerine, blood orange, and then traditional orange flavor all in three. Yep.
And then the grapefruit is just straight up grapefruit, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And then, but the last one I'm very curious about.
Yeah, the cherry obituary.
Yeah.
So this is a cherry flavor, but it's got a hint of lime to it. So it's more like that cherry lime flavor that a lot of people are looking for nowadays.
Yeah.
Just cherry can be a little bit medicinal sometimes. Sure. So we wanted to make sure it was something a little different to where nobody had that kind of like weird crossover in their taste profile.
Yeah, for sure. I can see that too. Yeah. That lime will be enough to take the edge off just in case.
Yeah, you see that a lot in like the beer game. A lot of people do sours with cherry and it just kind of comes out tasting like Robitussin.
Yeah, for sure. And it always bums me out too because I always want a cherry beverage. Yes. And I'm like, it's that thing where when you get a great one, you're like, this is top tier.
Yes.
And then if you don't get a great one, you're like, oh,
right.
Do I have a chest cold? You know what I mean?
Very much so.
That's so funny. Yes. Oh, I'm excited to try these today, too. I should have fridged them up before we started.
Oh, it's all good. We're good.
But it'll be great. Well, Matt, seriously, thanks for your time. Thanks for bringing these out to us.
I appreciate you.
I look forward to more collaborations. And if we can ever do anything for you,
absolutely.
Consider this your home, too.
Thank you. I appreciate
Except
that.
Except I won't give you a key to it.
Okay, fair enough. I wouldn't expect that.
Well, that was fun, right? Are you all excited to try a bunch of new flavors? I know that I am, and I'd love to try them with you, too. Hey, seriously. Maybe we can all open the most cans together. Huh? Wouldn't that be fun? If you have tried any of these liquid death flavors, leave me a comment down below and tell me which one you love the most, which one you tried it. Let me know if you tried it here or if you found it somewhere else. I think they hit gas stations before grocery stores. That tends to happen with a lot of products. I forget, they refer to them as C stores because I'm assuming that stands for convenience stores, not what I originally thought, which was just a way of grading it. That's for other retails, you see. You'll have a C grade store, then there's like an A store. It's all good. There's so many people. This is so ridiculous. Stop waving at me, everyone. All right. On that, everyone, it's been a pleasure. We've got some fun events coming up here at the Jungle soon. I know we're launching Beer Fest information soon. That's coming up in June. I had a meeting about the Weekend of Fire, our Hot Sauce Festival. That's coming up in April. These are all a go. I know you all want Cheese Festival back. I mean this with love. It's probably not coming back for a while until all kinds of industries change. Cheese industry got hit so hard in COVID. I don't think it can recover to the extent that we need. But then again, you could always just go hit up like junglegyms.com/careers, get a job here, and then maybe we'll have enough extra help that maybe we can still do it. Who knows? You know, no promises, but I'll at least offer it up. Let me think what else we got going on. I'm finally getting back to giveaways again. So if you follow me on TikTok, we're back there so I can start doing live streams. I'm going to try and get those in on the weekends. I'm sorry. I had a bunch of you ask me about the 200,000 items in the store thing. Here's an easy way to tell we're swamped at work. If you see our shorts dwindle in frequency or effort, that's totally what's going on. So for like the last couple weeks, I've been traveling a bunch. We have a very cool internal project that we've been working on a lot. So we'll be back to it soon enough, but it's just been one of those things where we're like all hands on deck all the time for the last like month or so. So we'll catch up. We'll be back. Don't worry about it. But we've shot so many of them anyway. It'll be fine. Anyway. Thank you all for watching the show as always. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Always love hanging out with you on a Wednesday. It's lovely. In the meantime, let's wrap this up and I'll see you out there in the aisles.
The Jungle Gyms podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Gyms International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Gyms podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.